This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. This is a very special show today because, Jeremy, we've been doing this show for 7 years.
It has been 7 years.
And I think this is going to, no, I don't think, I know, this is the very first show that we're going to cover autism.
Yeah, this is, it's amazing it's taken us this long.
I mean, we've covered everything from domestic violence to reentry to job searching to marriage. And this is very powerful. It's going to be very powerful because at the Father Matters organization, we work with families and parents who are experiencing autism, but we refer out because we didn't have that hands-on experience. But today, we got two very awesome guests, and they're going to share one of their personal testimonies with this, but also how they work with children of autism. We have Jessica Likewise and John Richmond. Both of you, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Well, thank you, fans, for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
You got it, John. You got what? Now we are here in Phoenix. Let the listeners know where you at right now, Jessica.
I am in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm very close to New York City. I get to see the New York City skyline from my office.
That is.
And I partnered with John D. Richmond. Who, John? Why don't you tell them where you're at?
I'm in Dallas, Texas. Actually, looking over the Dallas skyline right now.
Dallas, Texas. So that's why we are national. We have guests from all over the country. So welcome you both. Jessica, we're going to start off with you about why did you start Hope Education Services?
That's a good question. So I worked with children with autism now since 2008. And I had worked with Ford Company for 8 years, and I got some amazing training. I absolutely loved what I did. You know, 5 years ago, I became really, really aware of the fact that unless someone's living in a major city in the United States, they don't really have access to services. And I believe every parent has the right to know how to help their child. And so I decided to create an online business where I can help families all around the globe. I'm not limited to just seeing and working with people in my town, and to create resources that all parents can access and create that information for parents. And so that's where the idea of my company was born. And, you know, last year I reached out to John D. Richmond. I've been working, like I said, since 2008 with kids. I've worked with hundreds of families in that time. And unfortunately, I could count the number of times on one hand that I've worked closely with fathers. I'm always working with mothers. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that there's really no training available for fathers that's specifically designed for fathers. And most of the training available is designed for women. And that's when I partnered with John. I reached out to him. He's a leader in the industry. He's a father, he's an author, and he really speaks out about how he helps his son. And so we partnered together to create the Autism Hero Academy and create a course specifically designed for fathers. As far as I know, it's the only course available right now specifically designed for men about autism.
And you know what I love about this? You said it's an online services, an online service. And that is powerful because there are people who need what you provide, but they may be in another city. They may be in another state. So what you're saying is what can they do? What they do? Log into your website and take us from there, Jessica.
Yeah, so right now the Father's course is listed at AutismHeroAcademy.com. They can purchase the course and everything will be sent right to their email. We are international. We have clients all over the world. I have a YouTube channel. You can find that at getautismanswers.com. And I have over 140 countries of people that watch my videos every day.
Now, this is what I want to do. I want to backtrack and I want to slowly unpack this again. Slowly say that website again and slowly say your YouTube page again.
So if someone is interested in the Father's course,
yep,
they can get that at autismheroacademy.com. And if someone is interested in the YouTube channel, they can go to getautismanswers.com.
Now, how did you and John meet?
We actually connected on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a powerful business tool today, and it's great for fostering connections. As you know, I'm in New York and John is in Dallas, but that didn't stop us from being able to create a project together and offer it to people all over the world.
Now, John, what made you, what motivated you to get into working with autism?
3 years ago this Saturday, my oldest child, my son, was diagnosed on the autism spectrum. It was definitely a bellwether moment in my life. You go through one minute you're a parent, and the next minute you're the parent of a special needs child. And so I just after a short grieving period, I said, you know what, I've got to get involved here. I've got to do something. I knew nothing about autism. I've got to get involved here. I've got to do something about it. I just didn't know where to start, and so I just started kind of looking around. I actually started putting some thoughts down on paper, just sitting down at night writing about what we were experiencing, what we were going through, and I ended up publishing my first book, a nonfiction account of our experience with autism around the diagnosis of my son and shortly after. It's called Totally Lost: A Brutally Honest Assessment of Raising a Child on the Autism Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And as I was kind of promoting that book and everything, I just kind of ran across Jessica on LinkedIn. Like she said, we got linked up and been good friends ever since. And when she reached out for me to join this dad's course and everything, get involved, I was like, you're absolutely right, because quite frankly, men, we have a lot of work to do in the father department. There's a lot of us that are falling down on our job, and we've got to get more involved. And this was one way that I could help that.
Now, John, take us through the impact and kind of take us through your journey a little bit. We got a little time. I want you to take your time and unpack this, because we've got thousands of listeners who can relate to what's going on. You are a father of an autism child, and you also, because of what was going on, you didn't want to just sit back and give up. You stepped in. You stepped forward, and you said, what can I do? Take us through that journey. How old was your child? Was he born at that time with it, or was he already 2, 3, 4, 5 years old? What was the, how? Take us through that.
He was 5 years old. Generally, autism is diagnosed, it's not something that you can really tell on a, or at least, with current technology, there's nothing there's no test for it early on, while the child's in the womb, really when they're in even an infant, you have to kind of wait for a little long. It's a developmental disorder. So as he started getting, into 3, 4 years old, we started noticing, one, his speech was delayed. He wasn't talking. He didn't understand the concept of, kind of personal space. We noticed some things that, those of us that are neurotypical, it tends to come naturally to us, and we were noticing some things. But really, the biggest issue at first was his speech. So we started kind of delving in with his doctor and saying, "Hey, what's going on here?" He said, "Well, let's do some speech therapy." As time went on, we got a little more concerned, and then it kind of hit us. Maybe there's something else going on here. So we reached out actually to our local school district here in the Metroplex, and they did a full independent evaluation on my son, and he in this evaluation that they did, and Jessica knows much more about this than I do, I'm just the dad here, but it tops out, they score it, up to basically 10 being where it tops out. Well, really, it just topped out at 10. He scored well above that, like a 13. So it was immediate and definite. He is definitely on the autism spectrum. He is definitely autistic. And so at that moment, it's kind of like, things come crashing down around me. I was born in and raised in a small town out in West Texas, big football town. I was always a very good athlete. I did well in academics. I graduated high school and went off to college, got a bachelor's degree in 4 years. I've got a master's degree now. I'll have a PhD in the next year and a half. Got a very good paying job. Life has come pretty easy to me, if I can be so honest. Success came at a pretty early and pretty rapid pace for me. So I just always assumed that, I would have the captain of the football team who would go on to cure cancer and solve cold fusion, right. And maybe he will. But he's going to do it in a different way. And it was really uncharted waters for me. I had no idea what autism was. And at that moment, I said, I'm looking to the good Lord above and looking within myself, and I got two choices. One, I can hide from this. I can run and hide from this and pretend like it's not a big deal. And or I can get involved, dive headfirst into this, and make this my cause. And I chose the latter, and it was the best decision I've ever made.
Well, I want to comment on one thing before we jump into this commercial. John, you said that you were just a dad. Let me share it to you from father to father. You're not just a dad, my friend. You are a hero. There are men leaving their families for less. This, when you found that out, this is the type of pressure to make us men feel like failures or make us men say, what am I going to do to this? You stayed there, bro. So I want to congratulate you on that and thank you for that. And we're going to go into this commercial break. But when we get right back, Jessica, you have some free resources. You have a book that says Just Freaking Eat It. I want to hear about that and some of these other services, how people can get in touch with you. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guests are Jessica Likewise and John Richmond. We'll hear more from Jessica and John after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. I got two questions. One, I want to ask Jessica, when people reach out to you through your email, what are they saying? Are they frantic? Are they disappointed? What are they saying to get the ball rolling with you, Jessica?
You know, when parents reach out to professional, they're obviously really scared. And for them, and John can talk about this, all of a sudden everything they thought possible for their child, it comes crashing down. And they realize that the child they thought they had is not the child they have. They have someone who's really special and really important, but that child is different. And there's so much fear because autism is a spectrum. So a lot of people that have autism, they grow up to be adults, and they have jobs, and they have families, and they get married, and they work, and they're authors and speakers, and they do everything that we can do. And then you also have people when they grow up that will really need support to do everyday activities for the rest of their lives. And so parents are so afraid. They don't know where their child is going to fall. And so there's this kind of reaching out to professionals saying, you know, what can I do to give my child the best possible outcome? And that's really where I come in. And, you know, I love how you talked about, you told John, you know, you're not just a father, you're a hero. And that's actually why we call our course the Autism Hero Academy. And this is the first course we put out. It's specifically for fathers, but we plan to put out a lot more courses. You know, as a parent, you don't choose to be a parent of a child with autism. I've only once in my career ever come across a parent who chooses this. She adopted a child that has autism. And, you know, for her, whatever resources I had, I gave them to her and gifted her because, you know, this is not something most people would choose. And just looking at what parents do every day, it's not something I would choose. And then, honestly, I look at what parents do and I wonder if I could do it. You know, I come home every day to an empty house. I have a dog. I don't have children. But, you know, for me, it's like parents are heroes. And so my job is really to give parents a peace of mind. And to give parents hope and help parents understand that their child, like John said, is still someone really special and that they can still most likely do a lot of the things that their parents want them to do but it's just going to look a little bit different.
You have you have many, many, many resources on your website. And one, it really hits me because right now, all schools across this country, we're dealing with bullying kids from elementary to high school. You have a powerful resource, and one of them, it is, has bullying left your special needs child feeling alone and confused? Can you please take your time, Jessica, and unpack this? Because bullying is bad enough, it's all across, it's even in the adult workplace. But what happens when your special need child is dealing with bullying?
You know, for children with autism, it's hard because a lot of people feel like they don't want to be social, but they do have the same desire for love and attention and friendship that all other people have. They just don't know how to come out and really show it. And so children with autism, they crave attention. That's a question I get all the time. They want to have friends. But for whatever reason, there's a disconnect. Socially, they don't understand how to interact with others. And oftentimes, when they try, they're rejected by their peers. And so they have create a lot of issues around self-esteem and around self-awareness. They just feel like they can't ever fit in. And so for me, it really comes down to when you're working with a child with autism, helping them understand themselves and helping them understand what makes them valuable as a person. So that way, you know, the reality of it is we are not going to be able to stop the fact that every child with autism to some degree is going to experience being rejected by their peers. You know, the good news is as it gets older, like you said, it does get better. But even as an adult, you know, and I have this show called Bridge the Gap, which is really the first ever show where a professional talks to adults with autism.
Where is this show, Jessica?
You can find that also on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Which again is getautismanswers.com.
Yes.
And you know, the reason I did that and I created that show, when I first started working with children with autism in 2008, there was this idea of autism recovery. The idea that the job of a professional was to make a child no longer be autistic. You know, you saw this huge rise in numbers of autism. And like we talked about, parents were terrified. And they wanted their child to not have autism anymore. And so ABA therapy came out, that's what I'm classically trained in, and there was this idea that 40% of kids could recover from having autism, meaning that they would catch up and have their diagnosis removed. And so that was the goal. But then what wound up happening is it came at a cost, because there was an entire population who was taught and told that part of who you are, being autistic, makes you less valuable, and our job is to take that autism out of you. You know, prior to doing this show, I only used person first language. I would always say it's a person with autism, a child with autism. What I found is that most of the autistic community, as adults, they want to be called autistic. They identify as being autistic as part of who they are. Most people say they wouldn't change it, even though they have struggles with it. And so what I wanted to do was create a platform where adults with autism could come and share with professionals, what are we getting right? And what are we getting wrong? And what I've really found is that it's about acceptance, autism acceptance. And as a professional, my goal is no longer to help a child not be autistic, but to help a child gain as many skills as they possibly can and be the best version of themselves while respecting who they are and changing themselves as little in the process. And that's really what, when John and I partnered together to create this course, it's helping fathers specifically to understand this mindset. You know, men and women are different. We process things differently. We process things emotionally different. So for a woman, you know, when there's this fight or flight instinct, women tend to fight when it's their child. Men tend to flee. They want to go into their man cave. Women tend to not blame themselves for their child having autism. It's very, very unusual that I have a mother that I work with, that says, is it my fault my child has autism? But like you said, men just think that they're less adequate. They think they did something wrong. It's something about them that's wrong. And so they tend to reject their child with autism. They don't know how to get involved in a way that makes them okay. And so that's really what our goal is to help, you know, parents and men to understand how to interact with their child with autism, what it means to have a child with autism. And, you know, that's and part of that is supporting their child to be the best version of themselves. And that's why, you know, for us, it goes hand in hand. And it's about, you know, understanding the way your child thinks, and as a parent, helping your child through that process. That's why we're giving that book away for free for anybody who purchases our our course, they get that book. And like you mentioned, they're going to get also my book, Just Freaking Eat It.
Right.
So one of the things that people don't talk about is that children with autism, they tend to not eat. It's one of the biggest things they struggle with. They tend to have a very, very limited diet. And parents just really have a hard time feeding their kids. A lot of children with autism wind up becoming malnourished. In extreme cases, I've seen even children wind up on feeding tubes because they won't eat.
Why is that? I never heard of that.
A lot of times it's sensory issues, so we'll eat a limited variety of foods. A lot of times there's something like apraxia, so the children have a hard time or speech, like because they're not talking, they have weak muscles and poor motor planning in their mouth. They have a hard time getting food from the front of the mouth to the back of the mouth. Sometimes it's just sensory related, so they'll only eat foods that are crispy, or they'll only eat foods that are pureed. They have a limited variety of foods. They like order, they like routine. So a lot of children will reject trying new things.
Right.
They'll not only eat pizza and french fries and chicken nuggets, but they'll only eat one brand of pizza.
Wow.
And one brand of chicken nuggets and one brand of french fries. And it was interesting because I went to the store the other day and I saw a mother had an entire cart just filled with chicken nuggets. I mean, there had to be 100 boxes of chicken nuggets. And obviously now I live in a town where there's the outbreak of the coronavirus. Actually, that's I live in New Jersey where it is the epicenter of the things are coming out. So I said to her, I said, you know, are you buying this because of this virus? I said, like, why are you buying 100 boxes? And she said, no, my son has autism and this is the only thing he'll eat. And so, you know, I gave her my book for free and I gave her a free consultation.
Yes.
But it's so hard for parents because like there's this constant fear. And that's really what I'm trying to help is parents get over this constant fear of like, what if I run out of these chicken nuggets? You know, what if this company stops making this brand of chicken nuggets? What if my child won't eat anymore?
Mm.
And so that's really what I'm trying to help. And I know John can talk about this, where he had his son lost a stuffed animal and how important that stuffed animal was to his son. And I know he really helps men to understand why these things are seemingly not important to us, but for the children, they can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And this is what I was going to ask John, man to man, father to father, because there are men all over this country who listens to this show who have children with autism. John, how can these listeners get in touch with you to ask you more intimate questions as a man, as a father, and how can we get a copy of your books?
So my books are available on barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com, or if you'd like a signed copy, you can go to johndrichmondauthor.com. That's my personal website. You can also email me directly at johndrichmondauthor@gmail.com. I'd be happy to talk with anybody. I also do speaking engagements as well on autism and our experiences. And yeah, I mean, building on what Jessica said just now, my son has a lot. I mean, everything that you guys just talked about is so real. I will tell you, one of the issues that my son also faces because of his diet is constipation. He just, you know, he eats the same things over and over again. And things like, and he can't tell us that. And also on the bullying thing, that's one of the things that really, really terrifies me, because he can't tell me. He can't come up and just say, "Dad, there's a guy at school being mean to me. Can you help out?" He can't do that. So it's these types of scenarios that really keep me up at night, and things that I would like to help others, you know, get ahead of. Because I got to tell you, whenever we were dealt this hand, I looked for things like this course. And there wasn't anything out there. This is a very, very new thing, and I'm very glad to be a part of it.
John, one more time, how can a father get a hold of you if he want to have questions for you and chat with you? What's your email address, your website? Again, plug that as a phone number if you want. How can fathers get in touch with you to talk more about this?
johndrichmond.com and johndrichmondauthor@gmail.com are the best ways to get a hold of me. On my website, there's a little blank down there at the bottom of the screen where you can have me get in contact with you as well. So very simple. I'm also on LinkedIn, so just look for me anywhere. johndrichmond.com is the best way, and also my books are available on there as well.
And Jessica, please, how can we get in touch with Hope Education Services? Give us all the avenues, Facebook, website. Talk to me.
Well, as you said, I'm out there pretty much on everywhere. So the best way to reach me is to go onto my page, my website. That's hopeeducationservices.com. A form pops up. I will give you the first chapter of my book for free. If you were to go onto my website and put your name in there, you'll get a welcome email with that email, with that book. And then you can reply to that email with any questions you have. So that's the best way to reach me directly.
Jessica and John, thank you for being part of the Father Matters Show. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.